Can you all imagine yourself? That's right. He already says amen before I say anything. How can the church be glorious with each one of us in our daily living? He's not becoming more glorious. In Christ, we pray the church will be glorious. But in my daily living, I'm not glorious. Think about it. It is not easy to say, oh Lord, let the church in the Fountain Valley glow. How can it be? Each one of us in our daily living is not gaining the glory, not living a life that will express his glory. This is why in every word that we sing, even in every word that we read in the Bible, we should consider not just reading it, be a doer. We have to become read by the Holy Spirit and by our daily cooperation.
Amen.
You know, we are not an animal, like a dog or a cat. The Lord training us outwardly. We are human beings created by God with a free will. You have to appreciate the liberty, but do not give the liberty as an occasion for the flesh. Is what this country has done. Liberty is very precious. If you appreciate God and you live this wonderful God. But liberty will become terrible if you live according to the flesh. You do what you like. So liberty is, on one hand, excellent, wonderful, but on the other hand, it's dangerous. Depends on how you use it. This is why, although in Galatians, to liberty, to freedom, as God called us, set us free. He set us free, not just to do anything we like, but set us free to do the will of the Father, which is glorious. Use it to become more glorious each day. Amen. This is important. This is what liberty is. So may the Lord make each one of us glorious.
Amen.
So that the church can be glorious.
Amen.
Zion can be glorious.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Pray for the fellowship this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
For the brothers imparting the word, may you be the speaking one. Yeah, to speak your word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, we do treasure your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you that as the God of glory, you will speak to us and appear to us.
Amen.
Thank you. It is your desire that each one of us will become more glorious.
Amen.
More conformed to your image.
Amen.
Amen. Expression of your glorious nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. We pray that you will change us day by day.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. There's one more sentence before I'll speak. If in the house we are not Lord's, don't expect a church to be Lord's. Praise the Lord. Now you can
praise the Lord. Yeah, this. Can you hear me? Is it on? Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's unmuted, so it should be good. Yeah, may the Lord give us all an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches. Amen. We really thank the Lord for the fellowship. Good. Now I can hear. Fellowship. Yeah. This weekend concerning Revelation chapter 14. And as our brother has shared, it is not that we are here for just a Bible study to interpret the verses and to explain to you the meaning. This is really not our burden from the Lord. Yeah. The Lord has given us a burden from His Word that all of us would have a desire to be the first fruits, to be encouraged that we could all make it to the goal, that we would not just live in a casual way after this conference, oh, that was a good conference, and forget about it, but that this word will really dwell in our hearts and that it will change us. It will transform us. It will make us more glorious as He is glorious. And if each one of us are being renewed day by day and are being made more glorious, then how glorious would this be for all the churches that we meet in? And how glorious this would be for Zion, right? Where all the saints are meeting all across this world. Yeah, and so may the Lord really continue to speak to us from His Word. This morning, we come to the last verse of this short section. In verse 5, it says, "And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God." So, this morning, my portion is the first part of the verse, and Brother Emery will share on the second part of the verse. You know, it's a short verse, and in their mouth was found no deceit. Amen. So when I was given this portion, I was asking the Lord, "Lord, what should I share?" But praise the Lord, the Lord did give me a burden regarding this matter. This is a very important thing. In their mouth was found no deceit. To be a first fruit, there are two important body parts that's mentioned in these short 5 verses. First is our forehead. And here it is our mouth. Yeah. These are two very important things that we need to remember, because we speak what we think, right? So we speak what's on our mind. And if it's the Father's name that's written on our foreheads, then we will speak the Father's business. Right? Yeah, the Bible says, out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. If your heart is always just thinking about inflation or money or career, promotion, then that's all you will talk about, right? But if our heart is filled with God's business, God's plan, God's purpose, God's desire for us to rule and reign here on the earth, then that's what we will speak, right? And so the best example, of course, is the Lord himself. When he was on the earth, well, he didn't literally have the Father's name written on his forehead, but you can tell the Father's name was written on his forehead, even at the age of 12. Right? He went into the temple, and his parents were amazed. And he told his parents, "Don't you know I am after my Father's business?" This is a very important matter. And this is why our mouth needs to be no deceit. This is a important matter, our thinking and our speaking. And may the Lord renew our mind that we will speak his word and not whatever comes out of our mouth. Why does it mention no deceit? Of all the things that John could have mentioned that the Lord showed him is, in their mouth was found no deceit, right? Because the source of all the deceit is the devil. Yeah. John chapter 8, verse 44 says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not understand the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Yeah, this is a very important matter when it comes to our speaking. Which source are we speaking from? If we are not speaking from the source of God, then unfortunately, there's no middle ground. We are speaking lies, right? Full of deceit, yeah. And the world is very good at this, as our brother mentioned yesterday. It's all a facade. It will tell you something, promise you something, it will never deliver. And this is a warning for all of you young people. When you go to high school, when you go to college, you are going to be brainwashed and trained by the world. And they will promise you many things. And as it says here, the devil is a liar. And our brother mentioned yesterday, he has been trained for so many thousands of years. He is very good at it. Do not be deceived by him. Yeah, this is a very important matter. If we go back to, because he's a murderer from the beginning, in Genesis chapter 3, you all know this. I just read you the verse. Verse 1 says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast in the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman," this is the first word out of the devil's mouth, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" A lie, right? Of course God did. God told them specifically, "Do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For if you eat of it, you shall surely die." And what does the serpent say? He says, "Has God indeed said?" Question mark. Yeah. In verse 4, "Then the serpent said to the woman," this is the second sentence out of his mouth, "you will not surely die." Oh, again, this is a lie. because he is a murderer from the very beginning. Yeah. It is not God who caused man to die. It was the serpent cheated us, deceived us. And that is why man ate this fruit of the tree of knowledge. So the Lord hates lies and deceit. This is a very important characteristic for the first fruits. In their mouth shall be found no deceit. Yes. May the Lord really impress this upon us. In Revelation 12, verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Yeah, the serpent, after so many thousands of years, he went from a serpent to now a great dragon. He is expert at deceiving the whole world. And look at what is happening today, right? All the lies are being spread and everything is turned upside down. Why is it? Because the Bible already told us this is going to happen. The world will fall into the hand of the devil and he will turn all the truths into lies. And all the lies now becomes truth, so-called, right? This should concern us. We should care. I'm not here, as our brother mentioned, we're not here for politics. We're here for the truth. We're here for righteousness. We're here for the kingdom. This should stir up our heart and our desire to say no to the world, to say no to the devil, no to the flesh. Yeah, this is a very important matter that really affects us today, 2022. Right? Yeah, may the Lord help us to really see how important it is. May the Lord save us from all the deception. Yeah, that is why 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, Peter says, therefore, laying aside all malice, and then he says, all deceit. Yes. Not just some deceit, all deceit. Every ounce of deceit needs to be laid aside. Yeah, we praise the Lord for the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. As we are being sanctified, purified, we need to pray, Lord, get rid of all the malice, all the deceit, all the hypocrisy, all the envy, and all the evil speaking out of me. I consecrate my mouth to you. Our mouth is so important. We can be used by the devil or we could be used by the Lord. And may the Lord sanctify us. Yeah. In 1 Peter, the same book, same chapter, if you go on to verse 21, it says, again, I'll read this to you. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. And then look at what the example that the Lord showed us. It says, who committed no sin. And then it says, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Wow. Of all the things that we need to follow the Lord's example, this is the thing that Peter wrote as the most important. Nor was deceit found in his mouth. And for the first fruits, there was no deceit found in their mouth. Exactly the same as Christ. Okay. This is why the Bible is so consistent. For us to live is Christ. The only way there could be no deceit out of our mouth is if we live Christ. Because our old man is full of deceit, and we need to put it to death. And may the Lord really train us in all of our speaking. Yeah, this is a very important matter. One of the biggest deceit among Christians today is that whether you are wise or foolish, whether you are faithful or slothful, all of you who are believers will be raptured and taken by the Lord when he comes back. Seriously? No. Even your conscience will tell you that can't be. Right? Don't be deceived by the sugar-coated teaching. Yeah. That will put you to sleep. Just relax. The Bible doesn't tell us to relax. Paul says, press on, right? Stretch forward, forgetting the things which are behind. That's not relax. Run the race with endurance. If all it is the gospel of grace of our initial salvation, yes, then you don't have to do anything. But after we are saved, there are many more things that need to be saved. Why does the Bible talk about sanctify us, purify us, nourish us, make us glorious? Because all of our entire being, not just our spirit, but especially our soul and our body, need to be sanctified completely. Right? That means today is not yet complete. That's why Paul prayed, completely. Right? Yeah, may the Lord really reveal these things to us. Romans says, having been reconciled, this is chapter 5, verse 10, we shall be saved by his life. We shall be saved by his life. Now we have already been, yes, we have, our spirit has already been regenerated. We, our sins are forgiven. We are the sons of God. We have eternal life. But look at yourself in the mirror. Are you already perfected? No, I'm not perfected. I still need to be more transformed. That's why it says, we shall be saved by his life. Right? And Hebrews 7:25, Brother mentioned this yesterday, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Uttermost means there are still many more salvation that we need to experience from the Lord. Yeah, may the Lord really help us. And we recently covered the book of James, chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And then he goes on to say, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only. And then he ends with deceiving yourself. There you go. Do not be deceived and do not deceive yourself. Right? Just because we heard the word doesn't make us first fruits, but we need to be doers of the word. Yeah. If salvation is only by faith, then we don't need the book of James. Right? Yes, initial salvation is by faith, but the Lord needs much more to save us. And for that, we need to cooperate with him. Our mind, our thoughts needs to be saved. Our emotion needs salvation. We need to be, like what we shared yesterday, those pure, chaste virgins to love the Lord with our first and best love. Yeah, and our will needs to be lined up with God's will and purpose. This is why Peter says, receiving the end of your faith or the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Yes, may the Lord make us those who could mature and ripen and desire to be the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. This is the Lord's desire for all of us. Yeah. The opposite of deceit is the truth. In John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwell among us. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, becoming a man. It says he is full of grace and truth. And in John 14, verse 6, the Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, the Lord himself is the truth. Yes, we love truth. Those who love truth hates lies. Yeah. And the Lord, our Father, is the same way. Right? He hates two things. He hates the proud, and he hates the liars. So the Lord needs to really change us. And if we are filled with Christ, then as the church, 1 Timothy 3:15 says, the house of God, which is the church of the living God, should be the pillar and base of the truth. Right. Where else can you find truth but in Zion, in the church of the living God? This is the great mystery of godliness. Yeah, this is a very important matter that needs to come out of our mouth. Recently, we have been helped a lot with these verses in Isaiah chapter 6. Maybe we could all turn to this. Isaiah chapter 6, and let's read verses 5 to 8 together. Amen. You all have it? Okay. Isaiah 6, 5 to 8. So
I said, woe is me.
Yes.
I am dead and
unclean. Oh Lord, in the midst of the people of unclean lips, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he has taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sins purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And then I said, here am I, send me. Amen. I very much appreciate these verses because it has to do with our mouth, especially our lips. We are really a man of unclean lips. But the Lord has provided a wonderful salvation for Isaiah. He brought the live coal. I'm sure it's pretty hot. Have you ever touched live coal? Don't do it. It will burn your hand. But this is the only thing, when it touches our mouth, touches our lips, our iniquity, all of our lies, all of our deceit will be taken away and our sin purged. Yeah, may this happen to all of us. May the Lord sanctify our lips and use us, like Isaiah, to speak the truth, right? To be available to him. And don't be afraid to speak the truth. It may not be the politically correct way. It may not be the popular way. And you will not be welcomed by all of your colleagues and all of your friends. It's okay. Who are we here to please? But our dear God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Isaiah was faithful. And God found no one. And Isaiah was willing to offer, please send me. And the Lord, I think, is really calling for all of us these days to be available to him. Yeah. One last point I wanted to share regarding our mouth is, besides speaking the truth for God, we should also use our mouth to pray. Yeah. We thank the Lord for giving us a mouth, not to gossip, not to spread lies and deceit, but to speak the truth in love and also to pray. Right? James reminds us in chapter 5, verse 16, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. These days, in the last couple of years, the Lord has constantly reminded me, Sam, you don't pray enough. You talk too much, but you don't pray enough. And I really confess before the Lord, I need to pray more. I need to pray more than I talk. If I'm going to give a word for 30 minutes, I need to pray much longer than 30 minutes before the Lord. Yeah. It says effective, right? Our prayer needs to be effective. And this means when we are praying together with one another, we don't have to have long prayers, right? It's better to have short prayers, prayers that will hit the arrow, hit the bullseye, right? Just shoot the target. And if all the saints were rise up to pray, it would be so effective. God would be so happy. Yeah. Many times in myself, I like to compose introduction, supporting paragraph, then a conclusion, and then a PS. The Lord is waiting. Get to the point, Sam. Yeah. Effective and fervent prayer. Fervent. I like this word, fervent, right? Prayer needs to be burning in the spirit. Not lukewarm, not cold. Yeah, we mean business with the Lord. And we many times even need to get on our knees to pray. Yeah, this is something that the Lord has also really touched me. You know, there are times when I pray for something the Lord didn't answer and I just give up. And the Lord would say, why don't you pray more? Maybe the Lord is just testing me. And if there are something that I'm really burdened for, I should just get on my knees. Paul did this, right? I bow my knees before the Father. Yeah. That's what our knees are good for, as John has reminded us many times. Yeah, not just to run around, but to get on our knees, yeah, to pray. And if all of us, all the saints, will rise up to pray in this way, God would be so happy to answer. Right? You might say, oh, well, but I am not a righteous man. Well, how do you become a righteous man? You pray. Right? I don't know any righteous man who doesn't pray. Okay, because our righteousness is not out of ourselves. We cannot be righteous on our own. We can only be righteous if we are praying to our living God. Yeah. So may the Lord raise us up, right? We could be an army, as was shared for the Lord. An army to do what? Not to, AK-47, but spiritual AK-47, right? By prayer. Yeah, we need to use the weapons that the Lord has given to us. Put on the whole armor of God. This is the Lord's reminder for us. And I really pray that the Lord could really burden us that he has given us all a mouth to speak. You know, yesterday, I so much enjoy all the offerings from the saints. We even ran out of time. I wanted to share. I didn't have a chance. I said, okay, I'm going to share tomorrow. So I'll let some saints share. So good, right? It's good that we use our mouth to give glory to the Lord, to testify what he has done for us. This is God's ordained way for his people to bring an offering to the feast for God to be satisfied. I'm sure this is what the first fruits will do. Out of their mouth was found no deceit, but out of their mouth will flow living, rich experiences of Christ. A new song, right? So may the Lord really help us. Yeah, may the Lord speak to us. This is a wonderful day of July 4th. May the Lord bless this country. May the Lord bless Israel, both the earthly and the heavenly. And may the Lord bless all the churches in Zion, that we could all be the first fruits to satisfy his heart. Amen.
You, we would be found with no deceit on our lips.
Amen.
Right. Brother Sam says, let's have some prayer.
Amen.
Let's save us from the deceitfulness and nature of our hearts. Oh Lord, we confess our hearts are deceitful above all things.
Yes.
Out of the mouth flows the abundance, from the abundance of our hearts, the mouth speaks.
Oh Lord.
So Lord, we pray for our hearts
that
be purged of all the deceitful nature.
Yeah.
That our mouths can be without deceit before you.
Amen. Yeah, and you ask you to heal us with your live coals.
Amen.
Touch our unclean lips.
Yes.
Touch our mouth.
Amen.
That all of our speaking could be sanctified.
Amen.
Amen. We want to speak words of grace.
Amen.
Amen. Good for building up.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Love. Yes, to fill us with yourself.
Amen.
Yes, that the words will dwell in us richly.
Amen.
And the truth will come out of our hearts.
Amen.
Speaking forth the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth will set many free.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Lord, we pray that you would give us such a seriousness about this matter.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, about the matter of taming our tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord, we want no deceit coming from our mouths, coming from our hearts, Lord.
Yeah.
I pray that you would continue to wash and cleanse us.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, that we would be filled with nothing of this earth.
Amen.
No filth, Lord.
Yeah.
We pray that, we would be filled more and more with your spirit.
Amen.
And with your life. Yeah, that such a spirit would flow out from our mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we would be one in tune with this voice from heaven.
Amen.
Lord, cleanse our unclean lips.
Amen.
We really pray that you would sanctify our mouths.
Yeah.
That we would use our mouth for its proper use.
Amen.
To speak the truth in love and to pray.
Amen.
So we touch our lips with this live hope.
Amen.
And we pray you would really purify our hearts.
Yes.
Purge out anything that is really not of you.
Oh,
any deceit in us. Lord.
Yeah.
That nothing with no deceit would come out of our mouth.
Amen.
We really deal with all parts of our soul.
Yeah.
Mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
It would be one with the Father.
Yeah. Amen.
Give us a pure heart.
Yeah.
want to learn to submit to God.
Yeah.
Not do things according to our ways.
Oh,
or deal with one another treacherously.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, save us from our fallen nature.
Amen.
Lord, we do desire to be fully cleansed by you.
Amen.
Amen.
Teach us to pray so that your arrows would pierce the heart of your enemy.
Amen.
May our prayer be fervent and effective before you.
Amen.
Lord, renew our mind and our hearts.
Amen.
That there will be no deceit coming out from our mouth.
Amen.
May our lips be glorify you.
Amen.
Glorify the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Open our lips and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Amen. Lord, you want to be
open our lips to show forth your grace.
Amen.
We have such a prayer life before you.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're coming to you, Father, to do your will here on this earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Make us diligent to purge the leaven out of our hearts.
Amen. Amen.
Expose and remove all the deceitfulness in our hearts.
Amen.
That our mouths would speak the truth in love.
Amen.
And that we would have the effective, fervent prayer.
Amen.
Sanctify our mouths for your purpose, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love the truth and the word.
Amen.
Amen. We can hear your footsteps, Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Rely on your spirit today.
Yeah.
Please draw near Amen. To us as we humble ourselves before you.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May we all pray that you would tame our tribe.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 We want to speak things that are edifying.
Yes.
Things that are. Yeah, glorious.
Amen.
The testimony of the living God.
Amen.
Consecrate our mouths and our lips and our tongue.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 The fruit of our lips.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Sam was right. Sorry, I got yeah. I love you. Still have 5 minutes.
Yes,
that's good. Praise the Lord.
Our lips is very important. Your lips will. Tell everybody what kind of a person you are. If you don't speak, nobody will know you. You'll remain a very mysterious person. But if you open your mouth, once you open your mouth, you'll be surprised what things will come out of your mouth. And what comes out of your mouth will define what a person you are. Yeah. That's why the Bible says, a fool, when he keeps his mouth shut, is considered wise. Learn this. Do not speak any idle words. Remember what the Lord says. Every idle word that a person speaks will be judged. Idle word. Not just bad words. Not just lies. But useless, idle words. Joking. Jesting. You know, don't speak anything that is not for edification. We are God's people. We are a holy people. You have to learn to consecrate your mouth and your lips. Otherwise, the Lord cannot use you. You cannot be speaking so many idle words during the week, and then you want to speak something for God. It's very difficult to do that. So, our brother is right. The two parts in Revelation 14. One part is here. We always say, okay, speak your mind. Right? Yeah. Or what is on your mind? Well, just speak out. Speak your mind. Whatever is in your mind, you speak. And the Lord says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Even if you don't speak, sometimes it already shows in your face. You may be angry, but you say, oh, I'm not going to speak. But it's all written in your face. Right. The Father's name is written there. Actually, it's very visible. Don't think it's invisible. But which Father? There are two fathers. One is the father of lies. One is the father of light. The father of our spirits. Our heavenly Father. Right. His name is written on our foreheads. That means everybody can see. Everybody can see, really. So we need to be those who love the truth, not just to know the truth. You need to be those who love the truth. Paul did say, if you don't love the truth, those who do not love the truth, God will give them over to believe in a lie. Why do you believe in a lie? Because you don't love the truth. Don't think what you know is the truth. No, because the unique truth in this universe is God himself. You don't know God, you don't know the truth. What is the truth? Pilate was asking. He didn't even know the truth. But the Lord is so bold to say, I am the truth. If you don't know him, you really don't know the truth. And you have to love the truth. And those who really love the truth, you will have a real discernment for what is truth and what is the lie. Otherwise, you will be a person easily deceived. If you don't care for the truth, you'll believe anything. And at least you think you're so wise. Oh, I know the truth. Well, know the truth. You remember that newly appointed one of the justices in the Supreme Court, that woman? He couldn't even define what a woman is, although she is a woman. And she can sit there in the Supreme Court. How can she judge what is right and what is wrong when she cannot even define herself? She's a woman, and she couldn't tell anybody what is a woman. This is what's happening in the world of lies today. Don't say, oh, yeah, that's just her. Hey, there's so many of those ruling there, the Congress, senators sitting there, right, asking questions. You need to know The whole world today, even lies, the lie is ripening. They cannot speak the truth. They cannot speak the truth. Even the mainstream media, there's no truth there, unfortunately. This is the real case. Now, what about each one of us here in our daily living? We have to love the truth and we have to speak the truth. We have to be that. And to speak the truth is not just to speak what is truthful, but to speak the word of God. You speak so many things, but what about speaking the truth in the word of God to others? It's called the word of truth. The Bible is called the word of truth. Because that's the only truth in the universe. The Lord said, I am the truth. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Word of God is the Word of truth. So how much can you speak about the truth? You speak so many words, so many things. When you're with your friends everywhere, you speak so many things. But what about speaking the truth to your friends? I'm concerned you're even ashamed to speak it. If you and I today, we don't consecrate our lips, our tongue, our mouth to speak the truth. Who is going to speak the truth? Look what they're teaching, even in schools. They're still teaching not just lies, but terrible lies. And teaching, beginning those young ones. And you don't care? Why are you homeschooling? Because you want to protect your children. And we know the truth. We know the Lord. We love the Lord. And if we do love the Lord, then we also have to love the people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to save people. You consider your friends, what can you give the best for your friends, you tell me? What about your parents? What about your family? What about your brothers? Oh, they just, well, you speak to them one time and they didn't believe you, say, okay, forget it, they're hopeless. No. You keep on sharing with them and you pray, what is the best way for me to share and convince them? If I talk to somebody and I didn't know how to answer, I went home and thought about these questions. Next time when I hear this question, the Lord will give me the wisdom to give the proper answer. To make the truth known. We need wisdom from above. Just like Solomon, his prayer, he didn't ask for this and that. And he's going to be the king. And how can a king really rule over such a great nation? And he confessed to God, I'm young. I didn't know how to do it. I don't have the wisdom. So he asked for wisdom, and God was so happy. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for riches, for gold, for power. But this young man at that time asked for wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom is very precious. And not just wisdom to understand things, but today we need heavenly wisdom to speak the truth to people. You want to gain your parents? Ask the Lord. What should I tell them? What do they need? What can touch their heart? How can I open their eyes? Open their understanding? Yeah, we need to be like that. To make it simple, yet so direct, and will open their mind. Oh, was called by God to open the eyes. What does it mean to open their eyes? To make them understand. To make them understand. So the Lord, when he speaks to different people, because no one is the same. So when he spoke to a Samaritan woman, he didn't say, you have to be born again. He didn't say that. Just give me to drink. Give me to drink. Right. And to Nicodemus, he says, you have to be born again. You have to really see. And to the Pharisees, he has different words to tell them. So we need to ask the Lord for wisdom and consecrate yourself to speak the word of God, to be useful for the truth. Don't say, oh, I can't. Well, you can do so many things. How come you cannot speak the truth? Is it so hard to tell people about the Lord? You spoke, people speak lies so readily. You don't even have to think what to say. It just slipped out of your mouth and tongue. So simple, so easy. You don't even have to think, what kind of a lie should I say? No. You just whoop. Like a frog. The tongue is whoop. And the lies come out. We should be those people, the people of God, those in Zion. We speak the truth to people in love. Out of love. How can I gain this person for you? So learn, not just no lie, but like our brother says, what is the opposite of lies? The truth. So if I just don't speak lies, so I shut my mouth. Maybe that's good for me, but that's not good for anybody else. You resist the devil is good, but James says, you draw nigh to God. You have to do that. No lies was found. That's right. What about truth? What about truth? To speak the truth in Apple. Wherever you are working, and you have to ask the Lord, who and what should I say? And you need to pray for them. Like our brother shared, when you go home, you pray for all of them. The Lord put you there. Wherever you are, the Lord put you there. Not just to make money, to have a job. But again, people. When I was a student, again, not just to be saved, but hey, even to start a church life. We need to be those people. And you pray, Lord, make me such a vessel. Don't say, oh, I'm not gifted. Well, you think Peter, James, and John, what are they? Are they great speakers? What were they? Fishermen. You mean say they talk to fish every day? The fishermen. And yet the Lord can use a fisherman to become apostles. The Lord can make you an apostle. To be a messenger of God. So you start with gaining one.
There's only one.
No, there's only one. Yeah, you start with getting one person. Then you get from one to two. Two to ten. 10 to 20. 20 to 200. How about that? Consecrate yourselves to the Lord. Make yourself a useful vessel of God. That's what we're created for. You don't have to be like Billy Graham, a great evangelist. But if you don't give yourself to God, like Isaiah in chapter 6, here I am, send me. Well, you think the Lord cannot use you? Moses says, no, send somebody else. He was a little bit different than Isaiah. Oh, I cannot speak. Don't say that to God. God was angry. What? Who do you think I am? Do I create a mouth that doesn't speak? The first thing when a baby is born is start crying and speak. Ah! Oh, hell, that's the first thing a baby does. And if he doesn't do it, you spank the baby. Then the baby will start to speak. The problem is we speak so many nonsense. No more of that. Tell the Lord, I consecrate my mouth to you to be useful. But how else is the Lord going to gain a glorious church if you and I don't care? Be a useful vessel of God. Even Paul asked the church to pray for him at the opening of his mouth, that he will with boldness make known the mystery of the truth of the gospel, the mystery of God. Yeah. So consecrate your mouth, not just to speak no lie, but even much better to speak the truth, to gain many more people, especially at the end of this age. It is not normal for a Christian who was saved and not to care for your friends. You want to see your friends lost. You want to see your family members end up in the lake of fire. You remember the story of Lazarus and the rich man? Even the rich man, when he landed in a wrong place, he was worried about his brothers, but it was too late. Oh, send Lazarus back. No. Not possible. But you are free today to share the word of God. And those I don't know. No. You know. Don't you know? You don't know John 3:16? At least you know one verse in the Bible. But you know more. You know much more. No wonder Paul says, I owe those people. I owe them. You and I, we owe a lot of people. Learn not to speak nonsense out of your mouth. Okay? So it's not just in their mouths, there's found no lies. Then what is found in your mouth? Right. Out of our mouths must come forth the word of truth to gain many more people. Yes, tell the Lord, I don't know how to do it, but here I am. You sent me. Jeremiah told the Lord, but I'm too young. The Lord says, no, you're not too young. Don't worry. I'll put my words into your mouth. And there's the Bible. Read it every day. Not just for yourself. To know the truth. To live out the truth. And to speak the truth to other people. You know, if each one of us right here, sitting here, you think one whole year, if you're speaking the truth, you cannot gain one person? How many days a year? What does it mean, 365 years? You have 365 opportunities to gain one man. Think about it. Think about it. I don't think there's 144,000 people are quiet and doing nothing and they don't speak. At least they're singing a new song. And the voice was so loud. From now on, don't be so quiet anymore. What I mean is you speak the truth. Not gossiping. No, forget about that. No. Be serious. Tell the Lord, I want to gain people. I want to give you my lips. You remember the Song of Ascent? It started with what? Lying lips and deceitful tongue. What am I going to do with this lying lips and deceitful tongue? You burned it with a coal. Be sanctified and be consecrated. And let the Lord tame your tongue, like what James says. Right. If you want to set fire, then set a holy fire, like in a day of Pentecost. Tongues of fire, not speaking nonsense or creating trouble, but speak the word of God. Yeah. This is your vision. You want to be 144,000. And don't criticize, don't gossip, don't say, I don't agree with this, I don't like that, I don't care. And my goodness, you know. 144,000, these are definitely those who are speaking the truth. Praise God. And if you love the truth, you will not lie. It will be very difficult to lie if you love the truth. But if you don't care, you can lie. You can speak anything just like these people. They don't care. And they're not children. They're governors. They're senators, they're congressmen. So learn to be a person who speaks the truth to save people because you love them, not in a soulish way, not in a fleshly way, but you love them in order to save them. You love them just like the Lord loves them. He came to save. Please learn, okay?